Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Great Whitlock Show, podcast show. And as I said before, we don't have Go With The Flow. It will be back. And I'm live. 7 o'clock. Sorry about last week. Didn't go live last week. But I'm live now. So stop complaining. And thank you all your listeners for downloading the show. I was checking the shows out, how many people downloaded. Thank you a lot. I love y'all guys, and I promise you, the show will get better. Okay? And as I was recording, I gotta get some coffee, got people, so bear with me. Just come with me. Well, like I said, it's the holidays, and the show is we are middle of the holiday season. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Matter of fact, it's next week. Next Sunday. That's why I'm hitting a lot of shows up. But we will be back in December. And as soon as I can in December. Alright. But as the world turns and we ready to face new challenges in 2022. That's right. We ready to face more new challenges. Who knows what's in store for us. You know, what adventures lie ahead. What dangers we're going to see in the next year. And will the world change by next year? No. We are not that smart, and we ain't that lovely. We ain't to that level point of loving each other yet. We still got a long way to go. And just think about right now, everyone who listening to this show, just think about the world problems right now. Just think about all the things your body have on his plate. Think about all the things you got on your plate. And taking those things into the next future, the next level, into the future. It's not that off. That far off. The nearby future. 2022. Where you going to be? What part of your career you going to be at? Just look back on 2021, the time the new year came in until now. What's your goals? Did you accomplish your goals? How many more goals did you didn't reach this year that you're trying to reach before the year's out? Did you go back to school? Did your husband or wife help you go back to school? Did you write that book? Did you write that manuscript? Did you write that screenplay or television play? Or did you start your own business, went back to law school, went back to medical school? How many friends and family that you poke out your life? You know, just think back. Just think all the people was in your life at the beginning of the year. And you just got pissed off at them and say, get the hell out of my life. You know, that's everybody. I just want you to think. Just think about those people. You know, think about the people that you will never see again. If you got a divorce, another man broke every rule that you made. The work gave him a perfect life, gave him children, and he just wouldn't follow directions or did what he was told to do. Vice versa. Okay? For the men too. But it's mostly women who know. Just think. Think about it. You know? You're in the same situation that your mother and father was in when they got divorced. You know? Just think about all the bills. Like where I'm at right now. I have to pay off this turn off notice that I got. Just think about that you had a turn off notice and you didn't know how you're going to pay for it. No family will help you. No friends didn't come to your rescue. But if you told them to come over for dinner, they'll be the first one over. But when it's time to give you a little bit help, they will nowhere be found. Think about those people. Think about where they at. Is they still doing that little dirt? Manipulating people, scamming people, you know. And I'm definitely talking about the husbands and wife, because marriage is a very important thing. I mean, you gotta be married nowadays. You gotta have a partner nowadays. I don't have one. I'm in this made up apartment that they made up. It's not really an apartment, it's an apartment house that they put together with strings and buttons. It looked like it was about to, if you just blow your breath, it will fall down. But God is blessing me with a new apartment if I get my act together and everything. When I mean about my act together, start paying my bills. So, I already explained that to you. Go see the next episode. The last episodes. I just like to share my stuff with you. Because I just don't want people to make the same mistake I'm doing. You know? And just talk about you. Just think that, hey, I just definitely got to pay that bill. That water bill. I definitely got to pay that gas electric bill, that mortgage, that insurance bill, life insurance bill, that car insurance bill, that car payment. You know, if you wasn't good to paying your bills last year or the year before, and then you start getting good at it and making a habit, but you slipped up and got one bill behind, boy, that's all you need. Just be behind one bill. And that's not really a good idea. It's like just to keep up with your bills. I know. You don't get paid enough money. You want to party. You want to go Friday out. Get away from it all. You want to go on them trips. That ocean liner. Everything is getting back together. You're flying. People going places. People staying in hotels, the ocean liners, they start incurring people again, and you want to take that cruise that you didn't get a chance to take in 20 or 2021, but those bills is building up, and especially you got kids, children, the couples, the union, you know, the family union that's working together. Barber was putting his half in, and the mother was putting her half in, and working day and night just to make things right for their children, giving up their wants and needs so they can have. Boy, I wish I did that for my kids, but I didn't, and that's my testimony. I didn't, and that's why I'm in the. That's one of the reasons why I'm in this apartment by myself. Because I didn't. And I play my video games. Go go buy me computers at the end of the year at my tax time. No, that wasn't good. Because I had children, I had girls and all. But, you know, can't take back what I did. You know, I can testify to the church people who understands, but the people who don't go to church and all that, sticking their nose up right now and saying, you just a bad deal, ain't you? That's what you're probably saying, ain't you? Yeah. I was kind of like a bad father. But I got the heart, my chest is out, my head is up, and I'm going to admit it. Yes, I was. Thank you. And it felt good to throw it out there, to let the world know that I wasn't that good at fatherhood. But that don't stop me being a father. Because my son, he still's come over. Saw him last week. Saw him on November 3rd. You know, they ain't gonna stop me from loving my children. Not one bit. Slip, stumble, fell. That's what you get in life. But it's not, like I said before, it's not how you fall, how you trip. It's how many times you trip and fall. It's just how many times you trip and fall, get back up, and face the things that you did, and own your mistakes. That's right, own your mistakes. Your wife got her mistakes, you got your stone. Don't be afraid to admit it. It's okay. It's okay to be wrong. It's okay to mess up. It's okay to fail. Whatever you at, whatever you do, including father, because you know what? In time, that's just going to make you a better father. That's just going to make you a better person. You're going to see your children doing better than you. And if you jealous that, then you ain't learned nothing from the past. You still that same person from the past. That's why your butt is locked up for child support. Because you haven't changed nothing. But if you did change and say, yeah, sit down with your kids and say, yeah, I did this, I did that, I did that. Don't blame it on your wife or your girlfriend. Take on them your responsibility. Take ownership of what you did. Admit what you did. Admit what you was accused for. Admit why your parents are not together no more. All right? And your children, don't force them to love you. Give them time. You know? Let them know that you a better person. Go get a job. If you just finished paying your child support, just got out of jail, go get a job. Get yourself an apartment. Start doing right. Call them up. You know, I haven't yet to call my son yet, but I'm going to. You know, not only your children, but those people that you haven't talked to in your family for a long time. I'm no better. I ain't go over my aunt's house for a long time. I ain't talked to my uncles and aunt. I'm no better. I'm in the same boat as you. No. And I don't have no excuse, but I like doing my shows. I like playing my video games. Sometimes I come in here, mobility drop me off so late, I just take my bath, go straight to bed, watch TV and go to bed. You know, sometimes I'd be so mad at mobility, you know, and for picking me up or dropping me off late. They pick me up at 4:15, they drop me off like 5:30, 5:45, be on the van, on that bus, like hour or 2 hours. Sometimes I believe they do it on purpose. But hey, you got, like I said in many other episodes, you got to forgive those people who do you wrong, you know. And it feel good to forgive people. But like I said, I'm not no great person. I'm trying my best. I'm ready with the help of God, I'm going to read my Bible right after this show, because I promised God I'm going to read the Bible on Sundays, whether it's in the morning or evening. I'm going to start reading the Bible. Starts from the beginning. And I already got a program on my computer where I can download the Bible, and the computer will read it to me. The whole Bible. It'll read it to me. Because I know I don't know some of those words in the Bible. So, they got a Bible program where you can read, have the Bible. They read the Bible to you. So that's why I say technology is just so great. It's the right way to use it, and it's the wrong way to use it. You know, the internet is not bad if you use it for good. You can use it for good and reach out to people and tell God things about your experience and what God did for you and how long God waited for you to come back home to Him. You know, and you can tell people about your testimony or what happened to you and how God just followed you to that storm. I mean, my storm was big. It started at 2008 when I was out Goodwill with Candy and them. 2008, that's when the storm started. It probably started right before then, but didn't know it. And I just thought that I can do things by myself, you know. But as time went on, things just got deeper and deeper. And this started falling right into the black of the storm. But God had me by the shirt. He was just letting me hang there until I started realizing where I'm at. And some people, it's right in the gargle of that storm. Right in the middle of the storm. You know how the hurricane is? You're right in the eye of the storm. And you don't realize it until you wake up and find yourself in that storm. And I think the reason why God wanted me to do this podcast show, He want people to tell me about what He did for me. You know, He want me to just get it all off my chest. At the same time, I don't have to look at y'all. I don't have to meet y'all. I don't have to go to no psychologist or enough of that, like that. You can listen to the show or you don't have to listen to the show. But He knows people want to listen. He already had this plan before I even had it in my mind to do it. So He knows that I was going to share what He done for me. You know, that bad marriage. Losing my brother, losing my uncle, losing my daughter. He knows that I was about to go to a real bad storm during that Drake. But He brought somebody in at 2015 and 2016. My brother, Ryan, He brought that in. That changed things. And then divorce happened. And then finally, things have started coming, came together for me. And He would do the same for you. Yes, right. He would do the same for you. Now, I'm no preacher. I'm not preaching. I'm just telling my story. And just hope people out there realize this. That's why I say, just think about the people that you throw out your life. Just think about the people that you say you don't want to see no more, or you divorce, or you had enough of, where whoever it is, brother, uncle, aunt, uncle, cousin, whoever. Even your job, you had this guy tired of the job, and you had enough, ready to go to another job. Okay? Just think, you know, about where you was in 2020, and 2019, and 2020, and 2021. Was you was in the eye of your storm, or if you was just coming out your storm. including the people that you love and long gone now. You know. But you got to think about those people. Don't cry nothing. You got to think about what they want for you. What's best for you. You know, what they will want for you. They don't want you to cry for them. They want you to continue on your path to reach your goal. I don't care if you're 99 years old or 199 years old. If you want to be an actor, go for it. You can be 150. Go for it. That's the dream that God gave you. Take that gift and use it. Because each second, each minute, each hour, each day, each month, each year, you're on this planet. You're breathing the air. God waking you up. He watching that gift that he gave you. Whether it's a basketball player, a doctor, being in service, technician, whatever. Doc, whatever, lawyer, whatever you want to be. You know? That's why I wouldn't give up on my dream. It was there. It was already planted in me. You know? It just came out when I was 27. You know? And still realizing when I was 21, all the way up to 27, what I wanted to do. And I love stories. I love writing stories. I love Star Wars. I love Star Trek. Gene Roddenberry, Steven Spielberg, John Cameron, so many. H.R. Wilson, who wrote War of the Worlds. The person who wrote Gone with the Wind. The person who wrote The Wizard of Oz. And a whole lot of books that turned into movies. Jurassic Park, the writer of Jurassic Park. Stephen King. Whole lot of them. This is just half of the people who got their books turned into movies. You know? And guess what? Some of them was the same age I was when they wrote that book and got Hollywood to look at it. Some was older than me. You know, The Hunt for Red October? That was a book. You know? Star Wars was a novel before it became a hit. A well-known science fiction opera. Look it up. Go find Star Wars. First novel of Star Wars. It's there on eBay. I'm sure you can find it on eBay. You can't find it in the Kindles or anywhere else. It's definitely on eBay. Some Star Wars fan got that book. Believe me. I know my Star Wars fans. I know the fans. Star Wars fans and Star Trek fans. I'm drinking my coffee, people. Yeah, it's 7:24 p.m. at night, and I'm drinking coffee. So what? Stop the complaining. Yeah. So. And now, start thinking about the new people in your life. Your new career that you just started. Your new car. You finally got that house that you wanted. Finally got that business that you wanted. Always wanted to start. Because you got out of that storm. You got out of that situation. You got out of that situation where people were holding you back and telling you you can't do it. Telling you it's never going to be. Stop dreaming. They want you to work paycheck to paycheck. I'm just telling you because by experience, I had the same experience that you had with people. And talk about the people all over the world. As you listen, Russia, China, Australia, South America, North America, and out there and the final frontier, Alaska. If you're listening, and anywhere else in space, in another galaxy, hey, listen. Because those new people that was put in your life, now you got to start treating them right, because they really was put there by God. You know, God took all the people, he saw all the stuff they put you through. He took a handful of those people, he just pushed them out. Okay? And then you put the people you know that are going to stick with you. Some of them might be leaves, some of them might be branches, some might be roots. But they new people. Your new job, your new neighbors, that new house, that new car, that new car payment that you got to go to work now. But you got to get your car. But you got the job of your dreams. You got your office. You got the promotion. You got that job. You worked hard and you finally got that promotion. Now you got a big office. And you finally can move up, upgrade, or get out of that apartment and get a house. And you and your children can get away from that guy. You know, who was just no good for you and your children. You know? And you, it's a new life for you. Now you got to think what I'm going to do with it. Don't think about that. Just do it. That's what I say. Just do it. God already got the floor mat work out for you. Just get up and go do it. You know, he got already moved the mountains. He already moved the river, the ocean, and everything. All you have to do is walk the path. And that's what I'm talking about the world. People, that's why I was talking about in the last episode. He already made the path for us. He already made the blessings. We, his children, got to realize. And that's all we have to do. We don't have to hold hands and sing Ukakuma and all that. We just have to love each other. We just have to put down our hate, our weapons, our mass destruction, and use the technology that took so long to build, over 200 years, just to get smart computers, smartphones, smart cars, and now two countries or three countries are ready to just wipe it all out, you know. But we can change that because we are Americans, and we not only Americans, UK people in China. There's good people in Russia, there's good people in Australia, there's good people in North Korea, there's good people all over the world. Might not know it, some of the hottest countries, but there's good people there. There's good Christian people there who believe the same thing that we got. They can't speak because they don't have the freedom of speech like we do, like we is blessed with. They don't have that. But they can believe. They have that right to believe. They can't take their brain out. They can't take their thoughts out. No. But there's people deep in China and Russia and all that and other countries who don't follow the Western world, what they call the Western world ideas. You know. And, hey. I love my freedom of speech. I love my democracy and everything else, you know. We can take that freedom and we can do good by it. You know, some people take advantage of it, like the hate groups and like presidents, like we had the last 4 years. Donald Trump is not a bad person. He's just a really bad president. said it before. I'm saying it again. He's not a bad person. He's just a bad president. I don't know how to explain it, his character. But he had the most powerful office in the world. He didn't know what to do with it. So he just went crazy. You know? And it's a whole lot of Donald Trumps out there that's waiting to do take the office. Believe me. Democrat and Republican side. A whole lot of them. Just the way to do what Donald Trump did. Not in that way, because they know I'm going to get criticized and probably get kicked out the office. But this thing is not over, y'all. Like I'm saying again, there's a whole lot of Donald Trumps out there, Republicans and Democrats side. Okay? Like that one Democrat who don't want to pay lead for people who want to stay home with their children and loved ones and all. Take care of their moms, their dads, their brothers, sisters, their children. He don't want that pay lead on the Build Better plan. Maybe they did pass the bill finally. This is probably old news. Y'all probably know more than I do because I don't watch the news that much no more. The pandemic's over and I had enough of CNN. I'm still dreaming CNN. I can hear the music playing, still playing in my mind. I had so much of CNN for the last 2 years. Woo! Oh my goodness. I thought I never watched so much news in my life. But we gotta change, people. We gotta change. Okay? So I'm glad some people got out of that bad situation they in. Some people still in that bad situation. Still in the eye of that storm. Some people looking back at that storm and say, oh God, I'm glad I'm not there no more. That's what I'm saying. Because I was there. I was in the eye of the storm. I look back and I just say, oh boy, I'm glad I ain't there no more. And I don't want to go back. In time, I'm going to find me a great woman. It's just going to take time. You know, I'm going to get married again. Probably going to have about 10, 20, 30, 40 books published by that time. And I'll probably be a grandfather, you know, and by that time. No rush. No rush. I'm just going to enjoy my nice time. Being, thinking, taking care of me, you know, but no rush. But every woman's not bad. Whoever you had before, it's not going to be the same with that person. It's going to be different. And you have to remember your mistakes you did in that relationship so you won't repeat it in a new relationship. You have to make sure you're ready to not make the same mistakes that you made in your past relationship. Once you do get that guy or that woman, and they're going to see that. They're going to ask why you got a divorce, why you was divorced, what happened. And I'm going to tell her. I'm going to sit down and tell her everything. Everything I did. Strip clubs, staying out late, buying videos. Video games, buying video tapes, then buy stuff for my children. Yeah. I'm just going to throw it out there to her so she'll know. And if she's your Christian woman and she got a good heart and all, and she willing to take that chance again, take that chance with you, you better hope to God that you're not that same person that you was before. You know. Yeah, I was selfish too. Yeah. And I had my ways. But I believe I overcome that. And it didn't happen overnight. It took from 2009 to 2017 to climb back up that hill. That's how long it took. So it's not going to happen overnight. You can get on your knees all you want tonight, but it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take work. Just like your credit score. It's 500. Think that credit score going to change overnight? You're going to have to work for that credit score. So you're going to have to work to get back up where you was. That's what I had to do. And don't listen when you was with your parents and your uncle and your grandmothers were telling you. You don't take that in consideration, boy. You're going to face a lot when you get older. And listen to that song, Billie Jean. And then, if she's not your kind of woman, start doing the backslide and walk your way out that door. Whether it's a man or a woman, if you see one thing wrong, don't look good, and he keep doing it over and over, or she keep doing it over and over, just start playing that song, Billie Jean, Not My Lover, and start moonwalking out that door. And they ask you where you going, they say, hee. And don't look back. I mean, you just got out of a bad relationship. And then you start seeing something that's not right. Yeah. I'll put the whole outfit on, including the glove and the hat. Goodbye. Woo! Right out the door. I believe I can fly. Oh my goodness. Because you just you're going to jump out the frying pan right into the fire. And we got some controlling, very controlling woman out there too, who been married about 3 or 4 times, and they haven't changed either, and they're going to bring that attitude, some of them going to bring that attitude into the relationship, including guys who've been married about 5 or 7 times, and haven't changed not one bit. Been married 7 times, and you haven't changed your ways. Got 7 wives, 7 ex-wives, and you're still doing the same thing. And then your 7 wife sees the same thing that you did to the 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 wife. She ain't going to have it either. You know, I don't care if you married a white or black woman. They not going to have it. You know? It's just don't do it. Be alone for a while, like I am. You know? So a woman come up and talk to you. You know what I do? Hee hee. How you doing? Keep on walking. Not ready yet. You know, 4 years is just not enough. You know, I just got divorced in 2017. It's just not enough. I'm looking, but I'm not looking fast. I'm really slow looking. Slow looking. And that's what I want to tell everybody, too. Don't rush into another relationship. Don't just get out one and just go back into one. You get out one, three days later, you got a divorce. Now you're into another one. And then you can run off and get married the next week. You damn crazy. Not me. Burn my credit cards and the money in it. And then I'll act like I'm homeless. Sleep right on the street. Don't come my way. I'm a broke nigga. Hey, that's how you have to be sometimes. But things will get better though. As you work towards, things will get better. Okay. It's not gonna all the time be bad. Like Tupac said, for every darkness, there's a light. You just got to stand up, put your chest out, keep your head up, and handle every situation that comes to you. No matter what it is, how painful it, how hard it is, how painful it is. Just take it. And sometimes they get real painful. Like all the inner city killing. Children, 13, 14, 15 getting killed. Not only in Baltimore, Chicago, Los Angeles, across the country. Little children, innocent kids outside playing. And here come these drug dealers and all, shooting at each other. Don't even kill kids around. And you lose your child. And once a parent loses their child, and it will hit home. It will hit them real hard. And you will never get over that. It don't matter what people say or do. You will never get over it. No matter you use it. If you use that child from a straight bullet or get killed or some kind of disease like cancer, don't matter. They both kill us. And lose that child over some disease or some stupid street violence, it's mostly the same. The child is gone, no matter what situation it is. From street violence to cancer to whatever disease, COVID-19 and all. I mean, it's nothing like losing a child, especially they've been with you since they 18 years old, you know. And I know my daughter Candace, she won't want me to give up. She don't want me to lay down and stare at the white wall and just lay there and give up everything. She don't want me to do that because she know daddy. And I know she's up there in a better place. She up there with my two grandmothers in a better place. And she's smiling down at me because I got my book published. I'm sitting here doing a broadcast show. And she saw me and Michael together. You know, and she's smiling happy for us. And, you know, so I'm going to have to go visit her grave too, either after Christmas or on her birthday or somewhere between the holidays. But that's another show, you know. And it was hard to get over that. It was real hard. Still, every day, it's still a little hard. But I get up, I carry on, because I know that's what she want me to do. Stay with my uncle in Houston, that's what he want me to do. And my brother Bobby, that's what they want me to do. Don't lay down. Don't give up. Don't quit your job. Don't ever, ever give up. Because those loved ones who is gone now, they will want the best for you, just like they was here on earth, helping you, smiling at you, being by your side. They doing the same thing in heaven. They right there. And starting a new life, got out of that bad situation, whatever it was, whatever you come from, whatever the situation was, he knows. They know. They looking down at you. Believe me, they looking down at you. They're smiling at you. So, go to a mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror. Right now. It's a car, bathroom, whatever. Look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm the head, not the tail. I'm the victor, not the victim. That's all you have to say. And I can accomplish anything that I put my mind to. Alright? I don't care if you're sitting in a wheelchair, you came back from Afghanistan, Iraq, and you're a Vietnam veteran, or you're a war veteran, and you came back, and you're in a wheelchair now, or that, or you have autism, or you had a bad accident that put you in a wheelchair, stuff like that, just say to yourself, I'm still the head. I'm still the victim. Victory. Victor. I'm not the victim. I'm the victor. I'm not the tail. I'm the head. Alright? I'm the commander of my soul. And I'm going to still do this. Nothing going to beat me down. Nothing going to keep me down. Like that song say on the Karate Kid, you're the best around. And in God's eyes, you are the best around. He made each invisible person the best. 100% the best. Your mom, dad, grandfather, grandma passed that down to you. And you're the best in that generation. You'll carry that name. That writer will be writing that book and writing that bestseller, writing that best hit movie, or that TV show, TV pilot, or that doctor, or that lawyer, or that police who's going to spread his love to other police to stop shooting, or that community person who goes around the community holding and preaching, or start your own podcast. No, and get the message out to people. That's all you have to do. You'll get paid for it, you know. It's a little tiny bit of money that you get, you know. But do it, you know. Go to Speaker, go to Amazon, go to just start your own podcast, you know. All the formats have them, and you can start it. Go Apple, start your own podcast there. Amazon got music, and you can start a podcast there. It's there, okay? It's there. You're not going to probably make a lot of money, you know, if your show do succeed in big time. Yeah, you probably will get a big commission, you know, and you'll be on the front page of Speaker and all that. I'm not on the front page yet. I'm working there. But it just take time, you know. Take time. And I'm going to work until my podcast is the first thing people see when they go to the podcast, iHeart, and all that. They're going to be the first. My show going to be the first show they see. Right by the other hit shows. You know, I don't care. I don't get a reward for this or whatever. I just like doing it. I just like telling my testimony, what I've been through, and hopefully nobody else had to go through what I went through. And hopefully my kids listen to this, and they'll make their own footprints. You know, sometimes it's hard for a man to admit what he did, you know. Some men can't admit to what they've done. It's hard for them, but that love of God, that grace of God, that blessing of God, just take it out of you, and just tell it, you know. You might can't face psychologist, or you might can't face the doctor or teacher or aunt and uncle and tell them, start your own podcast and then tell the world, you know? You don't have to tell them all your business. You have to go on there, on your show and tell you your bank account or where you live or how you were raised and all. Just do like I said. Just tell part of your story. Give them part pieces and bits and just piss up and just add stuff to it. You know? And that's it. Just, you can make, you have that imagination. You can do it. You know? Everyone have a story to tell. Everyone on this planet have a story to tell. Your story might be more greater than my story. You might have been through more stuff than I've been through. You know, compared to my story, your story might be bigger. And my story might be this tiny to your story, you know. Yeah, so everyone have a story to tell. So, like the Star Trek fans who don't like Discovery, they have a story to tell. That's right, I'm picking on y'all. But season 4 is going to kick ass this year. Season 4 going to make season 5 and 6 and 7. Keep telling y'all, Discovery fans who don't like Discovery, Michael Burnham, she's the captain like Cisco. She's the captain like Cisco. I'm going to watch season 4, episode 1 again. That's how good it was. I'm going to go watch it again. Then I'm going to watch Deep Space Nine. You know, I was having a Star Trek marathon, but I'm going to watch season 4 again. Episode 1. That's how good it is. So, I'm telling you, you haven't watched it, Star Trek fans. Start watching it. You in the Star Trek storm. And you're spinning. But that's okay. You like what you like, you know? You know, I feel you. You gotta have standalone episodes. That's what we used to. That's what we used to singing with Star Trek. I feel y'all. I really do. And I understand what you were saying. What you're saying. You need good stories and standalone episodes. Gotcha. We got a black captain. Black female captain for the first time, and they need to start writing her standing on episodes with other characters involved. And I believe season 4 going to carry on to season 5 and 6 and 7. I think it's that good, guys. It's that good. It's not 100%, but it's really close to that, like 89 to 97%. It still got a little bump use in there, okay? Star Trek Discovery fans that don't watch Discovery yet, okay? Still got a little bumps in there, okay? But just give it a chance, give it a peek. Okay, just give it a peek. Just keep coming back and see it, okay? Just like you did Deep Space Nine. Just like you did Next Generation. Just like you did Voyager. Those who didn't like it kept coming back and peeking and see how good it is each season. And it ran for 7 years. Each show had its bumps. The original, 3 years. Enterprise, 4 years. Next Gen, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, 7 years. Let's get Lower Decks, Star Trek, whatever they're called, with Janeway, that cartoon card. Let's get them 7 years. And let's get Discovery 7 years too, okay? Okay, you don't have to like the show, but let's try to respect it and support it. Okay? They hear you. They hear you at CBS. They hear you at Paramount. That's why Strange New Worlds is coming. Because they hear you. They hear you call. They hear you loud. They hear you. All right? You're going to get your show. But I want my show and all the Discovery fans want their show to keep coming for the next 3 years. We got season 4. We want 3 years too. All right? And the only reason I want to watch Strange New Worlds because Uhura, instant Uhura, because she just coming out of the Kamini, Starfleet Academy. I'm going to watch it because Uhura, they're going to tell the story of her, the character that we never knew about in the original episode, Michelle Nixon character, and her character, her young character, is going to be in Strange New Worlds. So, it's coming, people. But Discovery is not going nowhere. Right, CBS? Right, Paramount? Alright. You hear them as you gave them Strange News Worlds. But Discovery got fans, too. Hear our call and understand us. We love Discovery. Hear our call. 3 more seasons, please. Love you, aunts. Love you, uncle. Love you, nieces and nephews. Love you, fans. Love all your listeners, staff. Thank you for supporting. Just love you. Love you to death. Keep listening all over the world. Get it together, Russia. Get it together, China. Get it together, United States. Because if you get your act together, they'll probably get their act together. Give it together. Be together. Love together. Be safe this holiday. Happy Thanksgiving. Live long and prosper. And may the force of Jesus be with you always. Pray, love your neighbor, and see you in the next episode of the Quay Relax Show podcast. Thank you. See ya.